Love it or hate it, social media is a necessary part of marketing your early childhood business. Social media is an incredible way to connect organically with your audience, stay on top of mind, and establish credibility. We know we should be doing it, but sometimes we drag our feet because it can feel, well, like a lot. You can transform your social media game and achieve real results with practical strategies. As an early childhood business, you can unlock the full potential of your social media marketing strategies so you can grow your brand and increase your visibility online. Social media is a critical component of any business's digital strategy, but many early childhood businesses struggle to stand out in a crowded space. With some practical strategies to boost your social media marketing and build a strong online presence that engages your audience and drives real results, you can change that. The actionable tips you're learning today can be used to improve your social media strategy, grow your following, and achieve your business goals. By following some of these strategies, you can effectively leverage social media to connect with your audience and drive growth. With the right approach, social media can be a powerful tool for your EC business to achieve your marketing objectives and ultimately drive success. By taking a strategic approach to social media, you can create a powerful online presence that resonates with your target audience and helps you stand out in that crowded space of early childhood. Kelly Peek. I've spent the past 26 years growing multiple million-dollar early childhood businesses. I'm here to help you navigate both the messy and magical seasons of your early childhood business with simple, actionable strategies. It is my goal to make your life a little easier working with our most prized possessions in life. If you're ready to control the chaos, ditch the exhausting overwhelm, and keep the joy, then be sure to join us at kellypeek.com. Well, hello there, and welcome to this week's Early Childhood Business Made Easy podcast. I am Kelly Peek, and I'm excited to help you, an early childhood business owner or manager, implement profitable business operation strategies so you can find more time and freedom without that chaos and overwhelm. So let's dive in today. Now, with so many different social media platforms out there these days, maintaining the profiles you already have, plus possibly adding new networks, well, it can feel a bit intimidating. But just like riding a bike, it's all about fundamentals. It's time to get back to the basics of social media. We're talking about what works, what doesn't, and how to get the most out of your time investment, no matter which platform or network you're on. It is time to level up your social media marketing efforts and dominate your competition. Boosting your social media marketing to stand out in the crowded space of early childhood can be a challenging task for any business. But with a little time spent on gaining some knowledge about social media, you can gain the confidence to maximize your social media presence and reach more families. By implementing 10 actionable strategies we're going to discuss in today's episode, you can take your social media game to the next level. Build a strong online presence and achieve real results. Learning some practical tips that you can apply to your social media marketing efforts is worth the time. Social media can be a powerful tool for your EC business, but it does take a strategic approach to stand out and succeed. Now, is your EC business struggling to cut through the noise on social media and reach your target audience? Are you tired of posting content that gets no engagement or results? Well, in this episode, we answer the burning question: how can you take your social media marketing to the next level and achieve real success? Get ready to discover 10 proven strategies that will transform your social media game and drive meaningful results for your business. Now, if you're anything like me, you want to spend your time focused on things that truly make a difference. Social media, well, it can feel like a complete waste of valuable time. Or maybe you love being on various platforms, but are tired of feeling like your business is lost in the sea of social media content. I know I was feeling like my businesses were struggling to make an impact in that crowded digital space. That's when I invested some time to learn about and get support around what I needed in the area of social media marketing. This included investing not just time, but also a little money. That is what I'm excited to share with you today. Actionable strategies that will help you cut through the noise and stand out in your community. I want to use the strategies that I invested my time, resources, and money in to help you transform your social media presence and achieve the success you and your business deserve. many businesses, well, they struggle to see real results from the social media marketing efforts, leading to frustration, wasted time, and wasted resources. Now, this can be due to a variety of external and possibly internal factors, such as changes in social media algorithms. Algorithms, right? That's a word we've heard recently, but really, who has time to dive into what it means? Lack of understanding about our target audience, or a disconnect between social media efforts and overall business goals. By implementing some practical strategies, you can overcome these obstacles and see meaningful results. These strategies address a range of concerns, from understanding that target audience and crafting a consistent brand voice to utilizing different types of content and analyzing metrics to make data-driven decisions. You may feel a little skeptical about the value of social media marketing. Most early childhood business owners and managers do. You might be wondering whether it's truly worth your time and effort, or maybe you feel overwhelmed by the complexity of social media and the trends, unsure of how to stay up to date with the latest and best practices. Finally, it might be a struggle to align your social media efforts with your overall business objectives, leading to confusion and a lack of focus. It is important, though, to overcome the belief that social media marketing is a fruitless endeavor and that requires too much time and resources for little return. It just isn't true. It can be if you're not using the right strategies, but by using a few of the practical, actionable strategies for success we're going to discuss today, I hope to show you that with a strategic approach, social media, well, it can be truly valuable. It can be a tool you can use for reaching your audience, building your brand, and driving real results. Now, if you do not learn to effectively leverage social media for marketing, you risk losing out on those potential families, that revenue, and the growth opportunities. You may continue to see low engagement, lack of brand awareness, difficulty reaching the target audience, and inconsistent branding, which leads to confusion about the trends and difficulty analyzing those metrics. So my goal, again, for today's episode is to help you overcome those pain points associated with social media marketing. These strategies we're going to talk about include defining clear goals, conducting audience research, creating a consistent brand voice, using various types of content, being active and engaging, collaborating with others, using hashtags and tagging relevant accounts, running social media ads and analyzing metrics, and staying up to date with trends and updates. These are all important social media tactics, but we are going to really drill down to the few key important ones you should be focused on. So in today's episode, we'll be discussing how you can understand your social media marketing and how you can understand that it's a powerful tool for your business with a strategic approach to stand out and succeed. Number two, the challenges faced by early childhood businesses specifically in increasing their social media presence. And number three, we're going to discuss 10 actionable tips to help early childhood businesses improve their social media marketing. Again, by implementing these 10 practical strategies discussed today, you can effectively leverage your social media. You can connect with your audience, increase your brand awareness, drive more engagement traffic, and achieve your marketing objectives. You will ultimately gain a competitive edge, reach more potential customers, and tackle those business goals. As someone who has personally seen the impact of effective social media marketing, I understand the importance of this topic for any business. When I was first starting out over 20 years ago, there was no social media. Like others, I too had to learn all of this from the beginning with a big changing landscape. My time in corporate America gave me the gift of a marketing department to work with, folks more knowledgeable than me, so I only had to know the basics. It was when I left to go out on my own that I struggled to understand how social media marketing could help me get my name out there and connect with potential families. I was posting on social media regularly, but wasn't seeing much engagement or traction. I didn't feel like it was making a difference, but I was spending a lot of time on it. But then I decided to take a more strategic approach. I defined some clear goals and objectives. I conducted some audience research and targeting. I created a consistent brand voice and tone. I experimented with different types of content and engaged with my followers actively. I used social media ads to target my ideal families. And then I analyzed those metrics to see what was working and what wasn't. And slowly but surely, I started to see results. Now remember, this sounds so easy for me to say this now, but this has been over 20 years. Again, starting from scratch, starting back when there was no social media. making tons of mistakes, wasting money, wasting time. But eventually I learned those strategies. And that is what I want to share with you today, my friend. I don't want you to have to go through the same pain points that I did. I want you to get those results much quicker than I did. My social media, once I started implementing those strategies, well, my following grew and I started to attract more families who were a better fit for my businesses. Social media became an essential tool for building our brands and driving growth. I share this story to illustrate the transformative power of effective social media marketing. By taking a strategic approach, you can achieve similar success for your early childhood business. Whether you're looking to increase enrollment, connect with parents, or build brand awareness, social media can be a valuable tool. With the right approach, you can transform your presence and achieve those real results to drive your business forward. To help you brainstorm your own social media marketing approach, we have created a resource to help you, the Social Media Marketing Audit Checklist. You can find it at kellypeak.com where this podcast episode info is located. It is a great checklist to get you started. Now, hopefully you now understand how social media can be a powerful tool for your EC business and that it takes a strategic approach to stand out and succeed. I repeated myself several times today. It is time to dive into that strategic approach and how you can boost your social media marketing and achieve real results. So here are the 10 practical ways to enhance your social media marketing efforts and build that strong online presence. Number one, define clear goals and objectives. The first step to successful social media marketing, well, it's to define those clear goals and objectives. What do you want to achieve with your social media presence? Do you want to drive traffic to your website, increase brand awareness? Do you want to boost sales? Once you've defined your goals, you can create a social media strategy to support them. Lesson number two, you want to conduct an audience research and do some targeting. This is finding your ideal audience. Understanding your audience, well, it's crucial to driving where the social media should go. Take the time to research your target audience. These are the families, the buyers that are going to work with you, either purchase your services, find your offerings. They reflect what they need from you. Look at their interests and their pain points, and then tailor your social media content to resonate with that target audience and drive engagement. Number three, create a consistent brand voice and tone. Your social media presence, well, it should reflect your brand's personality and values. Create a consistent brand voice and tone that aligns with your brand and resonates with your audience. Use this voice across all social media channels to create a strong, recognizable brand identity. That means when you post on Facebook or Pinterest or Instagram or TikTok, wherever you're posting, use the same brand voice and tone. Number four, utilize various types of content. Social media, well, it's a visual medium, so it's essential to use variety in your content to keep your audience engaged. Experience with different formats such as videos, images, stories. See what resonates with your audience and use those tactics. Number five, be active and engaging with followers. Social media is a two-way conversation. It's so easy to forget this, but it's essential to be active and engaging with your followers. Respond to comments and messages promptly and use social listening tools to stay on top of conversations about your brand. You can ask questions in your different platforms. Get them talking. Encourage them to talk to one another. Number six, collaborate with influencers and brand advocates. Now, influencers and brand advocates, well, they can be powerful allies in your social media marketing efforts. You can reach out to them in our industry and collaborate with them on the content that resonates with your particular families. Now, this is one that I would say put at the bottom of the list. This isn't something that truly always resonates with our families. However, there are times that it can be of value. For example, when you're doing training, many of our early childhood businesses require CPR and first aid. When you collaborate with someone who is highly active in that area, it can send a message to your families that safety is first, that safety is a top priority for you. However, if you're looking at influencers and brand advocates focused on makeup or clothing, even if it's child related, sometimes that can be just a waste of your time. So really be smart and thoughtful about this one. Again, like I said, I'd put it at the bottom of the list. Number 7, use hashtags and tagging relevant accounts. Hashtags and tagging relevant accounts can increase the visibility of your social media content. Use relevant hashtags to make it easy for users to find your content and tag relevant accounts to increase the reach of your posts. Again, this is another one of those that can take more time than it's worth. What we do in our schools, we actually have one of our teachers who love to do this. And so when the kiddos are napping or she has extra time, we ask her to do this part for us because it is definitely not something that I enjoy. So it's really up to you. It can be very beneficial, but again, it's another one of those that you don't have to do right away. It's not essential, but it is an important piece in the social media world. Number 8, running social media ads. Now, social media ads can be an effective way to target your audience and drive conversions. Use targeted ads to reach your ideal customer and test different ad formats to see what works best for your brand. I'm going to be completely honest here. I use an outside resource for this. I have a contractor that I use to do our social media ads. Again, this is another area that is not in my zone of genius, and I do not have the time to focus on this. We did not start using ads until very, very recently. So again, ads for us is not the most effective way to gain enrollment. However, at different times of the year, it has been very effective. It was very effective during summer camp marketing. It was very effective when we were running a special event that we had that we wanted to get more families into, our Santa party for example. So you have to, again, be strategic on when it works for you. Also, it can cost more money. So you have to decide at what point is it worth your finances. So for us, we eliminated some of the magazine ads that we were doing around the time of our special event, the Santa party, for example, and we just did social media ads. It did work better for us. We are finding that in our community, more families were online than reading magazines. So you just have to decide in your community, where are your customers? We talked about analyzing your target audience. That's why that is so key. If your audience is reading newspapers or magazines or listening to the radio versus social media, you want to be aware of that and target your dollars there. Number 9, analyze metrics and adjust strategies accordingly. Analyzing your metrics is critical to understanding the effectiveness of your social media marketing strategy and the efforts that you're putting in. So use these analytics and the tools that are available to track metrics such as engagement, reach, conversion rates, etc., and then adjust your strategies accordingly to maximize your results. I will say that both Facebook and Instagram have amazing tools built in. The Meta Universe, or whatever you want to call that now, they do have those tools where you can go look at those numbers pretty easily. So it may take a little bit of a learning curve, but they also have quick, easy courses you can watch to help catch up with that. And number 10, stay up to date with the latest social media trends and updates. Now, social media, it is consistently evolving. It's essential to stay up to date with the latest trends. And you can follow the industry leaders and social marketing experts to stay informed about the latest and best practices, and then experiment with some of the new features and formats to keep your social media presence fresh and engaging. This is another area where, again, every few years I invest in either a course or I hire a social media coach, etc. But I invest a little bit into helping educate myself on where I need to be so I can be up to date. You need to decide if that's worth it to you. Now it's time to take action. Start by reviewing your current social media strategy and identify areas for improvement. Use some, you don't have to use them all, but use a few of these 10 strategies discussed in the episode today as a guide to create a more effective social media presence that supports your business objectives. Remember to experiment, measure, and adjust your strategies as needed to achieve the best results, and keep working towards your goals. By implementing even some of these strategies and taking a strategic approach to your social media, you can build a strong online presence that resonates with your families and drives real results for your EC business. Now, in today's podcast, I've shared some strategies about social media marketing, and chances are you might have some more questions related to how to apply this to your early childhood business. I wanted to remind you about that resource that I put together, the Social Media Marketing Audit checklist. This is really detailed and will really help you brainstorm your own social media goals. You can find it at kellypeek.com. So if you're thinking about how to apply today's strategies to your early childhood business, I'm guessing that some of those questions you might have are going to be answered in this valuable resource. Now, I hope you found this episode informative and useful for your business. If you did, and you're interested in learning a little more, we have a great resource that will help you plan a fabulous summer program. And we invite you to download our Summer Ops Guide. This guide provides practical tips and solutions for planning and executing a successful summer program, including developing a curriculum, managing your team and your enrollment, and marketing your program to parents. With our Summer Ops Guide, you'll be able to provide a fun and engaging summer program for the children that you serve and hopefully attract some new enrollments. So to download our Summer Ops Guide, go to kellypeek.com. We can't wait to help you create the best summer program possible and take your early childhood business to the next level. Now, we hope that this episode brought you a fresh new perspective on the importance of putting in a little time and effort for that bigger payoff in the end. When you spend a little time building your dream team that will help you with your social media efforts, you are nurturing your team and your business. You will be spending less time on those little daily fires. You can spend more time doing the things you truly enjoy, focusing on things that really matter to you, your top priorities, your key relationships, your most important projects, all the things that will bring you more joy and your business more success. Thank you for listening to today's episode, and we hope that you found these tips helpful. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast for more practical tips and advice on managing your early childhood business. Until next time, take care and have a great week. Thanks for tuning into our podcast. Are you ready to take your early childhood business to the next level? Then head over to kellypeek.com to join a community of other early childhood professionals who are ditching the chaos and the overwhelm and creating a business they love. I can't wait to see you there. Bye for now.